This is Charles Shepard from the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, and I'm in the studio this afternoon with artist Peter Bremers. And Peter is a sculptor who specializes in working with glass. Now, sometimes you read about artists of this type and you heard them referred to as glass artists, but I think of them as sculptors that have found the glass medium. Peter, how you didn't start as a person working in glass. What art were you doing first?
I was making light objects. Charles, this is how I started. I was educated as a sculptor at the University of Maastricht, and even though I never finished that university, I was actually kicked out. I started making light objects in 1976, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm still working with light.
Just in a little bit different way.
In a different way, but I made my own prisms and lenses from acrylics long before I even got into glass.
Oh my word! Yeah. And did you blow glass first? Is there a pattern or route to follow into glass?
Well, I can only speak about my own route, which is not necessarily the best one. When I was confronted with people blowing glass in 1986, it was like a real enlightenment for me, because all of a sudden I see this liquid stuff that's glowing at the end of a blowpipe, so my instant response was, I need to work with this material. Now, I already had a bit of a career going with my light objects I was exhibiting throughout Europe. So to just drop everything and start to learn glass blowing, and then come to the conclusion after 10 years that I would never be a master blower or never be able to put all the crazy ideas I had into reality. What I actually did was I learned about glass as much as I could. But at the same time, I would work together with master blowers to execute my work. And even till this day, that's how I work, which gives me a huge amount of freedom, because I can totally concentrate on my artistic vision and my artistic development, instead of being hampered or limited by my mastering of the craft, so to speak.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Now, the occasion of your being in Fort Wayne, having flown in from the Netherlands, is the exhibit Inward Journey of your work, 33 pieces at the Museum of Art. We've just come from installation. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I have to tell people it's beautiful. I can't show you. I'm sorry, but it is beautiful. talk a bit about that work, because you have several series of things in that show that that natural forms have influenced you.
Right.
Could you talk about those series and how those influences come about?
Yes. I think what happened in 2001 was really life-changing. I went to the Antarctic, and we went on a square rig at Three Master from Ushuaia in southern Argentina over to the Antarctic Peninsula. And if you go on a sailing ship, your experience of being bobbing on the ocean and encountering massive icebergs, but also small ones that are still big enough to sink the ship, you know, and all of that being part of the sailing team and that whole experience made a huge impact. And when I came back, I couldn't wait to get into the studio and translate all these impressions into blown glass. And at first I was extremely frustrated, because you have to see it this way. Getting inspired is a little bit like an espresso machine. You know, you get all these input, all these ideas, and you put them into this machine, and then you give it time to heat up and distill till drop for drop the coffee comes out, you know, and that's kind of how it works. And after doing a lot of blown pieces that were very well explaining and showing my experience and my inspiration, there was one thing I couldn't do. You cannot blow an iceberg. You know, icebergs can be very edgy, very sharp, and blown glass comes from liquid glass, and liquid glass wants to go round. It's a natural process. It is liquid, as we all know. So being trained as a sculptor, it was not a big step for me to leave the blown glass world, so to speak, and to get into these kiln castings. The only thing was, of course, that I had to kind of convince my galleries and my collectors that
to take a chance with
that
you,
this was a good move. Yeah. So we made a video about this process, and we send the video out. I think we sent about 3,000 copies out to all the collectors of the gallery, and well, I'm very, very happy, proud, and at the same time, very humbled that we actually sold out that exhibition, that first exhibition.
That's
of the,
wonderful.
So that
it
was
doesn't happen
such
very
a,
often.
No, I know. So that was such a big, big, big deal that I felt so empowered by that. And then after that, you know, being so inspired by nature, what's next? What do you do next after you've been to the Antarctic? And of course, I went to the Arctic to see the difference and worked on that, Greenland, Iceland, Spitsbergen. You can only go from the cold to the heat. And having spent a lot of time in Sedona, where I kind of have my second place, you know, my second life, I started making Canyons and Deserts. And we got several of those pieces in this show as well, which I think is fabulous. And then all that traveling kind of inspires you, but it also changes you. And when we gave this exhibition the title The Inward Journey, the reason is I feel that whenever I travel, and I do travel a lot, and I get confronted with different landscapes, different tribes, if you like, different peoples, different cultures, different religions, different food, different animals, you name it, it changes you. So it's not just your outer world that changes, it's your inner world as well. And the journey is that how are you going through life as a human being, but also as an artist, transforming all these new impressions into your work. And when you go to the third part of our exhibition, which is actually called Inward Journey Series, there are several pieces that specifically talk about perception, about traveling, about new beginnings. There's a piece called New Beginning. I think it's an ongoing kind of process, so the inspiration is never doesn't stop. I'm still inspired till today by that trip to the Antarctic, but I've also still inspired by walking the streets of Addis Ababa and see people die in the streets. You know, I mean, it goes both ways. It's the beauty and the beast, if you like.
Well, and in your work, nothing is ever literal. It's all metaphor.
Yes.
And I find great beauty in that because I can see a title and understand where you've been. And as I look at the piece, I have these strong feelings of that place, but not in the sense of seeing a photograph or a painting of that place. Mm-hmm. You're emoting about that place, and, mm-hmm. and it comes off beautifully. I think it comes off very strong.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it's very important not to be literal, because as soon as you're literal, you let go of the spirit of things. You know, you become the outside instead of the inside. And to me, it's much more about my awe of as a human being and an artist, you know, traveling the world and seeing all these amazing places and meeting amazing people, you know, and how to put that into
form.
And
those people would sort of be left out of the experience in some senses if the work was literal, because then it's only applicable to a few people and yourself.
Yes.
Whereas the body of work that we're looking at in this exhibition is accessible to everyone. I mean, and moving to everybody in their own inward journey way. Though,
right. I hope so. I think this, to me, this is very much what art is about. Art is like a mirror. And as an artist, we kind of hold up a mirror and we want people to look into it and then have their own adventure, so to speak, their own inspiration. And also, I you know, would like to say that the artistic process, the creative process, doesn't stop with the artist making the piece. It keeps going on and on by people visiting the art shows and seeing the work and being inspired and having their own thoughts and their own feelings and maybe their own association that may be very different from the artist's original. But it's still an ongoing creative process, and I find that so valuable.
I think very much so, and I think that as we close, I would want to encourage all our listeners to remember that, in fact, the experience of an exhibition or the experience of an individual work of art is utterly your experience, and it will transport you. I guarantee you that's going to happen. Where it transports you to, I'm never sure. No one's ever sure.
Right.
But it will be an experience that you will never forget. Peter, I thank you so much for being with us in the studio today. I look forward to looking at more of the work and talking to you further. Thanks for being with us on WBOI.
Thank you, Charles. It's a pleasure.